Cast not away your confidence, for it has a great reward. You need to have confidence that God is watching over His word, which He says in Jeremiah 1:12, to perform it. See, God is on your side. The judge is on your side. Jesus is on your side. How can you lose? The only way that you can lose is to get in unbelief, fear, and doubt. You've got to fight those, because that's the devil's tares that he's going to try to plant in your life. You've got to fight that, cast down the evil imaginations, and stay on course. And it is a fight, folks. Let me tell you, the passive are not going to win. They're going to get run over, gobbled up. And I like what Derek Prince said the other day on the radio broadcast here in Denver. You're either an overcomer or you get overcome. There's no middle ground, folks. There is no middle ground. Sometimes people say, wow, you're aggressive. Let me tell you something. When you're fighting with the devil, you better make up your mind it's you or him.
That's right.
And there's going to be a winner and there's going to be a loser in this war. And I'm not going to be a loser. Because, again, John 10:10 lays it out. One verse, it says he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He wants to steal your potential. He wants to kill your health. He wants to destroy your finances. He is a thief and a predator.
Yes, that's right. It also says in Galatians 6:7, and I love this, Darren, that whatever a man sows, that and only that will he reap. And believe it or not, people are, every person on this earth sows. They sow something. They sow either bad seed or they sow good seed. And from our mouth comes that seed. We cannot, if we have a bitterness in our inside of us, that's going to come out bitter, and we're going to sow bitterness. And I'll tell you something, it's important that what you sow today, as you're listening to this, you sow good seed. You don't sow the bad seed or the negative, but you sow what is good.
Okay, now a while ago I talked about if somebody comes against me, and the example I gave was, let's say they go to court at the courthouse, and they register a lawsuit, and it only costs about $15 to do that. And they said, Darren owes me $5,000, and he's never paid me. Well, I've already told you, I have to go to court and say, oh, wait a minute, on what basis? I am innocent of these charges. I do not owe the $5,000. Okay, and I'll bring proof, and they'll bring whatever they think they've got as proof. I'll say, Judge, that's a fabrication. I don't owe the money. That's a lie. And I've had that done to me, and I've had to go to court and defend myself. And I was overjoyed when the court says, I believe Mr. Carmack, and lady, I don't believe you. And she was trying to get $2,400 from us, and we walked out of there 2 days before Christmas without losing $24.
Yes.
Had we not shown up, they could have gotten $2,400 from us.
Well, and also we had been sowing. We had been sowing
exactly.
Good, honest. We had hearts of integrity, and we had sown with great intentions with their home, and we left it absolutely immaculate.
We took good care
of it. Great seed.
Exactly.
What I really appreciate from your revelation, Darren, is that we no longer give or we pay. We sow. And that is so important.
Exactly.
So, is that punny or what? That is so important. Because I know that pay means to recompense for goods received. We are paying for something we already have gotten. And we don't want to do that anymore with our offerings or with any opportunity that God gives us. We want to sow. Because sowing means to scatter for the purpose of growth. It means to continue or multiply by successive generations to cause to reproduce itself. And I want to sow that the next generation may have a great harvest also.
Okay, now that was a nuisance lawsuit brought against us.
Yes.
All right, now, and I was absolutely shocked when that came to us that we were being charged with that, because we're totally innocent. Well, we went to the court and proved that.
That's one of the enemy's little things that he throws at us.
Now, here's what he does. He throws a nuisance lawsuit against your harvest. Now, you've got to free that harvest of that lien. If you don't defend your innocence and who you are and your integrity based on your contract with the Lord, because there's an old contract here, we call it Old Testament and New Testament, but here in Revelation 12:7, here's what it says. There was a war in heaven, Michael and his angels waging war with the dragon, that's good against bad, and the dragon and his angels waged war, and they were not strong enough, and there was no longer a place found for them in heaven. Already the devil's losing, and
that's
he's
right.
Thrown out.
The angels of heaven are greater than he and his army. Praise
well,
God.
Now guess where he was sent to. And the great dragon was thrown down, the serpent of old, who is called devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren has been thrown down, who accuses them before our God day and night. Frivolous lawsuits, folks. Frivolous words. And they overcame him, meaning the devil, because of the blood of the Lamb, because of the word of their testimony. They did not love their life even to death. Now, I believe, Barbara, when our harvest is ready to come, that it, there are liens against it. There are encumbrances against it. Right here it says the devil accuses us day and night. That's against us. That's and our right. net worth.
But did you hear what the angel said? The authority of his Christ has come. Authority. That's what you're talking about, Darren. You're talking about the authority of our judge and lawyer, Jesus Christ. The kingdom of our God has come, the salvation and power and authority. Who does that belong to? That not only is a characteristic of God himself and Jesus Christ, but that belongs to us. Praise God.
You know, when you go to court, they want to say, are you Darren Carmack? Yes, I am. Would you spell your name, please? So you spell your name. All right, now, and you reside at such and such an address. Correct. And you were born on such and such a date. Correct. And, you know, you are married. Correct. And your wife's name is, and you give that. Okay, they're establishing that you are the man as charged in a lawsuit. Okay, now, if I'm going to free my estate, no matter how large or how small it is, maybe I only have a $500 net worth. I could say, if I sold everything, Judge, all I'd have is $500. Well, now, if they put it you through a deposition, they're going to ask all the questions. They're going to make sure that you are who you say you are, and you're going to do that under oath. Now, if you lie, it's called you have perjured yourself. You have just lied. Now, here's a revelation for you, folks. If God says you have a harvest, and you're standing there in the natural saying, well, I'm broke, are you lying? I think we are. I think we should say, no, I can take care of that because I have harvest. I have a real harvest. God has promised me a real harvest, and it's coming. And I'm going to stand here, and I'm not going to pretend to be poor. I'm not going to hide assets. Say, what? Yeah, that's what a court wants to know. Do you have assets? If you're found guilty and this thing goes against you, do you have assets? And they will chase you all over the world trying to find out if you have assets. They'll squeeze you, and they'll say, I know you got money hidden somewhere. It's under the mattress, in a coffee can in the backyard. It's in a Swiss bank account. It's offshore. It's somewhere. They're after you. They want to squeeze you until you say, well, yeah, I really can't pay it. I'll pay it. Well, we cannot lie about our harvest. If we do, we let our God down. He says as long as the earth remains, there'll be seed time and harvest. We need to stand in there under pressure and say, yes, I have a harvest. Yes, I have assets because I belong to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Well, and the thing that helps us on a daily basis, Darren, and you're talking about frivolous lawsuits, and that's some people are going to fall into that category, but all of us have to pay bills, and all of us have to give offerings. And I believe it's important here to see that every day of our lives, as you get write out a check and pay a check, you can say in that check what Darren said from Ezekiel 37:9, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on my seed that it may come to life and produce a great harvest, 30, 60, and 100-fold. I believe that's responsibility of each and every one of them. And Darren, as I have begun to do this over our bills and over our opportunities that God has given us to give into good ministries, I have seen an increase in just a couple months' time.
Well, for example, if we use the old language, when we pay the bill,
see,
instead of paying, we don't pay anymore. We come in and we say to the station manager here, I am sowing seed into Portland.
Yes, because paying doesn't bring a promise
anything.
That's already goods that we have received.
Now,
but sowing is a promise of something and an expectation to come.
Not only that, Barbara, what we're doing is we're sowing into the opportunity that radio gives us to deliver the message to our friends in the Northwest. Mm-hmm. Same in California, same in Colorado, same in Kansas. Okay, so we are sowing the seed to take the gospel there, to take the message of inner freedom, to take the message of prosperity to the people. So we are sowing into that vehicle called radio to get the message out there. We're no longer paying the bill.
Yes.
And God gave us that revelation on the plane when we were going to San Francisco the last time to do a meeting in California.